You've been listening to a special worship service Christmas podcast. The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.
Thank goodness that I have these goggles of enhanced perception that come with the wings. I know Allison's jealous. She likes the built-in ones. But Allison, you'll get yours when you join the union. That'll happen not for a long while. I see you all. It's so nice to see you. Oh. And I see why all the stores are sold out of decorations and lights. You have gone to town this year. Although a few of you have simplified. I guess we're all finding our way to feel and celebrate the holidays this year. My, how things have changed in a year, haven't they? It's happened before, of course. There have been wars. Well, when the asteroid hit, that was an enormous change right away. But you guys weren't around then. It's rare, though, to have something be global, and so quickly so. You've done okay adjusting. I know it hasn't been easy. Believe me, I know. I hear it. When this is over, though, it's going to be fun to be part of the celebrations, won't it? All those weddings and delayed proms. All the funerals will be hard to attend, but good, too, in their own way. I can't wait for school duty again, for a little dodgeball, underdog, miraculous support duty. There's so much that we have missed out on. And making up for lost time, it's going to be exhausting, but fabulously so, don't you think? I know that we aren't out of the troubles yet, but for what it's worth, I think you will be okay. I mean, contrary to common opinion, we angels, we can't really tell the future. And we can't do a ton about it. I mean, we can do little things. We can offer some comfort. We can whisper an idea or a word of encouragement to you. But you all hold most of the power in your hands. More than you admit sometimes. And it multiplies when you're together. I'm sure that's a law of the universe that you figured out, right? But my sense is you're going to be all right. Especially as long as you keep holding on to each other, holding on to what is good. For me, I really needed the Christmas story this year. As you know, I've always loved this night. It was a highlight of my angelic life, and that's a long life to be there. But I have to say, You didn't read the part of the story that I've been thinking most about. You left out the part when Herod gets mad at the Magi because they disobey him, and he sends other folks out to find that baby. I think it's Matthew that talks about that version of the story, about how Mary and Joseph and the baby, they have to flee and hide out in Egypt for a while. And how even later, well, you know, it wouldn't be easy raising this boy and protecting him as long as possible from what was waiting for him. Well, I think that's a pretty important part of the story. Not just that gorgeous moment in the manger, those shepherds, the magi, the star in the sky. That was magnificent. But the other part, about how moments of big change in the world, when they show up, they aren't always easy or simple. I think it's good to be reminded of those moments when we know in our bones that something important is possible now. And how we know that it's a privilege to be part of that work, of that piece of the story that's unfolding. I mean, what else is life about, right? Fruitcake and eggnog? This piece of the Christmas story, it feels so important this year. This piece about hope that's born in the most unlikely of places. This piece about when you see that some things you didn't know were necessary are clearly necessary and maybe possible, and how that draws you into a new way of living, a new agenda for it. And no matter how hard those things are, how much against the odds, that you have to be for those things in that moment. How maybe you sense amidst all the hardship that sometimes a window to the miraculous opens and something waits to be born. Do you hear what I'm saying? That maybe Christmas isn't an ancient tale. Ever wonder that? And that maybe Mary isn't the only one who's left sometimes to ponder big things in her heart. Have you felt that at all in all that we've been through this year? I have. I think I've said enough for now. I don't want to cause too much of a disturbance in the cosmos, or I'll be detected. Which reminds me, before I go, can I just make one small request? I really wanted to see you, so I came again, but can you please just not write me into your gratitude journals tonight or include me in your prayers, like thank God for the angel that spoke at church tonight, because that got me in some trouble last year. I think I'm okay tonight, though. The boss is super busy these days, so I can fly under the radar, so to speak. Thanks. I needed to see you. And if you make a surprise catch in dodgeball against the odds in the next year, just look for the glint of feathers. You might have had some help. We do what we can. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas and peace on earth. Goodwill to us all. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to a special worship service Christmas podcast. The work of this church in the world is realized through the generous financial support of all who call this place home. Along with the gifts and time and talent, ours is a shared ministry. You have a role to play here. Church membership is open to all. For more information, go to uusf.org.